motion in my arm. Oh, I should question and ignore. I should believe and not ignore.
To date on social media. We are Radio Newark.
We love local. We love Newark. Radio Newark.
With the latest news now.
Interest rates have remained unchanged at 5.25%, but the Bank of England says future cuts are unlikely at this stage. Craig Earlham, senior market analyst at Oanda, explains why the rates have stayed the same.
They are more concerned about inflation than their peers, and they actually alluded to the fact that the UK's inflation issues are a little more difficult than what we're seeing in other major developed economies.
South Wales police have confirmed that a body has been found following an explosion and fire at a tree forest industrial estate on Wednesday evening. A major incident was declared by emergency services, with the two-storey building described as totally alight by the South Wales and Rescue Service. Detective Superintendent Richard Jones said, "Our thoughts are with the family of the missing person." The charity Shelter says levels of homelessness in England this Christmas are likely to be 14% higher than last year. It's estimated that on any given night in 2023, there were nearly 310,000 people in some form of homelessness, with the majority in temporary accommodation. Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer clashed with Rishi Sunak in the Commons over the issue and says the number of children without a home is also a major concern.
Nearly 140,000 children are going to be homeless this Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is more than ever before. That's a shocking state of affairs, and it should shame this government.
Six men have been jailed for a total of 135 years after smuggling more than £1 million of cocaine into the UK by coating it invisibly on broom handles. The Metropolitan Police have said this is thought to be the first time the method has been used to import the drug into the UK. And around one in three patients arriving by ambulance at hospitals in England last week waited more than 30 minutes to be handed over to A&E, figures have shown. NHS England data shows 28,498 delays of half an hour were recorded across all hospital trusts. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Poppy Doherty.
Radio Works.
8 in 10 people are planning to visit their local high street up to 10 times this Christmas, according to new research. Here's Mandy Beach, Director of Branches at Nationwide Building Society.
The research from Nationwide is showing that more people plan to shop locally this Christmas. In fact, over 58% will visit their high street to show their support. This is across all generations. This is about eating, shopping, visiting markets. Nationwide is calling for all of the big brands to commit to Christmas and their high streets and beyond.
Radio Newark weather with the YMCA Village.
Remaining cloud will clear from southeast England this evening, whilst a few blustery showers continue to affect the far north overnight. Lows of 5 degrees Celsius.
Radio Newark weather with the YMCA Village. Discover the Christmas gift ideas at the YMCA. 30% discount for unlimited activities, vouchers for climbing, and the YMCA Cafe. There are charity gifts and much more. Find out more online at ymcanewarkshoward.org/Christmas or pop in and see us.
Radio Newark.
Radio Newark Sport. Brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
One is you make me happy, two is you set me free from all the things that help me, bad from just being me. Thank you for all the sweetness, now I can finally breathe, now I can finally breathe. But baby, don't you see, I still get frustrated, can't lie, when you keep on doing things I don't like.
Then keep on counting. I still love you. I got 21 reasons why.
And a very warm welcome to Radio Newark Sport with Gorey. And as always, alongside me this evening is Joino. Evening, Joino.
Evening, Paul. You all right?
Not too bad at all, thank you. How are you?
All good, thank you, Bob.
Good, good. What a week last week. That was a great show, wasn't it?
Absolutely loved it. It was good to see, or to actually talk to four of the young fighters from Dean Sugar's gym. It's fantastic to actually hear their experience that they experienced on the night. It was... if I'm honest, one of my favourite shows to date that I've been involved with, to be fair.
Yeah, some really good comments, actually. The parents, they loved it. The kids loved it.
Yeah, it was great.
So, thanks to Dean for that last week. Really enjoyed it, and the kids. This week, we have with us, we have a young lady called Jane Park and a young gentleman called Mr. Ian Gooden from Newark Rugby Club. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Thank you for joining us this evening.
Thanks for having us.
It's always a pleasure, and we're looking forward to that, because it's... ladies' sport is taking off, Joino, isn't it? And it's one of our... key things to talk about over the next few months and years as we do this show. I think. Don't you mean you're going
to 100%? You know, it's good to see ladies, especially with the Newark base sides, started to get their ladies sides back up and running.
Nice, brilliant.
Hence why we've got these two guys in tonight. It's going to be interesting. Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it. We are going to talk about local sport. Oh, I've got to say, there wasn't much of it last week, Joino, to be fair. With the weather,
it all got monsooned out, really, didn't it, with the rain?
Yeah.
but we've got one or two little bits that we can pick up on.
No problem. So we're going to have a quick break and we'll be back to talk about local sport. Welcome back to Radio New Sport with Gorin Joino. Just going to talk a little bit about local sport. And Ian and Jane are going to join in if they can. But to be fair, there wasn't a lot on, was there? So what are you going to start with, Joino, tonight?
Well, the only story, apart from the couple you've got tucked away to talk about, is the Newark Town Ladies Football, which is obviously quite poignant tonight. So we've got the Newark Ladies section in tonight. These guys are flying. They are a credit to the football club. And before I just go into Sunday's result, I just want to put a little remembrance out to the guy that basically started all this off, who's sadly no longer with us, Mark Nesbitt. Absolute true legend. And I'm pretty damn sure that although Julie has took on the legacy and pushed the ladies section of the side, of the women's section, sorry, massively forward, Mark was massively instrumental in this, and it's testament to what he started as to where Julie's taking the side.
Right.
On Sunday, or just going back to last year, they got promoted last year from Division 2 and won the cup, and this year they're looking like they're going to repeat that if they stay on the true form to where they are now. On Sunday, they ended up beating Mansfield Ladies, which are technically a professional outfit.
Wow.
And they ended up beating them in the Notts Cup 4-2, which again is great testament to where they are as a side. that was at home.
So yeah. you've got that pitch, so you're always going to have games, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Newark Town's first team, the men's side was obviously off because we was away, I think it was Holwell. So they ended up winning 4-2. They are currently top of the league they've just gone into. So if things stay as they are, then they're looking like they're going to repeat their success of last year. And that's massive testament down to Julie and her coaching squad. And that's obviously amazing. The ladies that are actually present at the pitch. So, yeah, fantastic result for them. And so far, a great season for them as well.
Good, good. I mean, that's amazing. Sherwood, Newark Sherwood weren't on at all. That was cancelled last week.
So. No football across the board on the Saturday was complete washout.
So, moving away from the football then, we've got a couple of stories. As I said, it was Rob didn't have much to do last week, so he's probably had a week off work. I just want to talk about a young lady called Macy Mullett. She's a young lady. She's under 13s, and she's won a tournament in Cardiff running against the best in the country. And she went to Liverpool and did exactly the same. Now, we need to get some runners in here, John. I haven't had any runners in yet.
No. No doubt that we can make contact with the Newark Athletic Club.
Yeah, we need to do that. We need to go and talk to them and get some of these guys in because we're doing amazing.
Amazing.
And congratulations to Maisie. She's won the British Athletics Cross Country, and that was at Liverpool. So she's doing really great. The other thing I wanted to talk about was Greavesy.
Yeah. The legend carries on.
There's having a fight, right? And then there's having a fight in the Cayman Islands.
Yeah.
From Newark. You don't see that every day, do you? So he took Craig Derbyshire out to the Cayman Islands, and Greavesy does nothing but blow. He's blown his mind away with him because his start wasn't great, but now he's come the champion, and Greavesy's 23rd champion. It's an amazing turnaround. So really, really chuffed for him. Congratulations to the team. That's Niall Armand and Craig and Greavesy. So congratulations, well done. I think that about rounds it up with the sport. Hopefully the weather will change this weekend. We might get some.
Yeah.
But we will see you on the other side of this record. I'm going to be talking to Ian and Jane from Newark Rugby Club.
Radio Newark Sport. Brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
Whoa! Look how much saturated fat is in these chocolate biscuits. It's surprising how much is in our food and drinks. For us kids, eating too much saturated fat can lead to harmful fat building up inside, which we can't see, increasing the risk of heart disease or stroke when we get older. So be food smart. Download the free Change for Life food scanner app and start making healthier choices today.
How does it feel when you stop smoking?
Brilliant, I've finally quit.
I feel like I've got my life back.
I was so proud of myself.
I feel a lot richer.
It feels good.
I just feel fitter and healthier.
I felt much happier.
It's an amazing feeling when you stop smoking. With the help of NHS Smoke Free, you could experience that feeling for yourself. Our range of support tools, which includes face-to-face guidance from advisors, helps maximise your chances of success. Go online now and search for Smoke Free.
Hello, boys and girls. I'm Elf Jingle, and I can't wait to see you at this year's Newark Santa's Grotto in the Butter Market. For the seventh year running, Santa will be here in Newark, in our grotto. And you could be coming to say hello, tell Santa what you want for Christmas, and receive an early Christmas present. Once you step foot into our Newark North Pole, you'll be welcomed by the Elf Squad, who will make sure you're ready to enjoy your whole experience. Then, there'll be time to enjoy a drink and a delicious treat while you write your wish list to Santa before you chat. So make sure you arrive 10 minutes early. When your turn comes, an elf will escort you and your family through the winter wonderland into Santa's magical grotto to meet the man himself. You can book online now at newarksanta.co.uk. Newark Santa's Grotto, from the 2nd till the 23rd of December. This year, supporting the YMCA Young People's Charities in partnership with Radio Newark at Access Account Services and Newark and Sherwood District Council. Make sure you come and jingle your bells.
When you want to enhance your outside space with a brand new driveway, you need a company you can depend on. A company that values reputation and trust, and one that delivers quality through detail. One name stands out from the rest, CF Surfacing. We'll work with you from start to finish and deliver the perfect driveway for you. CF Surfacing are part of CF Construction, a recognised name in the region and still a family-run business. Call CF Surfacing to discuss your project on 01522 253333 or see our website cfconstruction.co.uk/surfacing. Radio Newark.
Welcome back to Radio Newark Sport with Gorey. And joining alongside me as normal, Tony, looking forward to tonight?
I'm very much looking forward to tonight, yes. It's going to be interesting.
Absolutely. We have with us this evening Mr. Ian Gooden. Good evening.
Hi, good evening.
That's from Newark Rugby Club. And we also have Jane Parr from Rugby Club as well, from the ladies' side of things. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Great stuff. Thank you so much for popping in. Really, really looking forward to this. So, let's have some introductions. So, Ian, let's have a little bit about the life of Ian. Where, how did it all start? And you've just said you're the black sheep of your family, so let's have a bit of that.
Yeah, I mean, my family are all mad football fanatics, West Ham supporters.
I can't fault them.
No. Ian, no, if I'd have known.
Yeah, well, my my mum's related to the Brown family who used to own West Ham.
Well, there you go.
This gets worse.
We'll have him back in a little bit, mate. I can talk West Ham tonight, if I like.
Yeah, so I grew up, the road I grew up in, at the end of the road, was a road called Osborne Road. And in those days, Martin Peters, Bobby Moore, Jeff Hurst, all lived just literally round the corner.
Wow.
And Bobby Moore used to be in the news agents at the end of the road on a Sunday morning.
Well, there you go. What a story that is.
Well, there's the start to the show for
it's
you.
It's a great start.
So, obviously, everybody's football.
Yeah, and my dad was as well. He was a semi-pro footballer. Played for Romford in the old Southern League.
Ah, that way.
Yeah, and... But I unfortunately turned out to have two left feet, and I was absolutely hopeless at football as a child.
Did you have any brothers or sisters?
One older sister, who was a really good tennis player, but I was, I think I was a bit of a disappointment on the football field. So out of frustration one day, Dad carted me off to Romford and Gidea Park Rugby Club. And basically said, can you do anything with him? And and it turned out, actually, I was pretty good at it. Because suddenly size and sort of upper body strength and everything suddenly was an asset. And as long as you didn't let me kick a ball, I was a pretty good player.
Brilliant.
Wow, that's an amazing story, to be fair, isn't it? I mean, my dad's a cricketer and hated football. I ended up being a footballer, not a cricketer. It does go like that, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
But you were all football, weren't you?
I was all football mainly. It's a great start of the story. That is brilliant.
So you're from London originally, yeah?
Yeah. I was born in Hornchurch, which is that sort of part of what's now London, but it was Essex when I was born.
Became
London in 1966. So I grew up in that part of the world, played a lot of rugby in and around London, and then headed off down to the West Country, played for a few sides in the West Country, had one season playing in Wales, and then finished up playing village rugby in Gloucestershire, finished playing when I was 34, 35.
I always look at that part of the country as kind of rugby union world.
Gloucestershire is absolutely amazing for rugby. You know, there's some absolutely brilliant small village sides, and it's just a great part of the world to play rugby.
Brilliant. Okay, so thanks for that, Ian. Now we have alongside you this evening, we have Jane. Good evening,
Jane.
Hello,
good evening.
Looking forward to this, aren't you?
Yeah, really looking forward to this. I don't think you'll be as impressed by my sporting prowess as you are by Ian's.
Say anything about quality.
Your family's related to Man City and the guy from Dubai owns it.
I don't have any such tall tales to tell, though. I don't come from sporty stock. I didn't pick up a rugby ball until I turned 40, pretty much. So this year was when we started the women's team, and hadn't really been into sport beforehand. Really enjoyed watching my kids play. With me and my friend down the pub, decided that it was a good idea to try and start a women's team. We wanted to stay fit in our 40s. We both turned 40 this year.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much. And decided it was a really good idea that we would try and collar some of the rugby club to get behind a women's team. And thankfully, they've been really enthusiastic. We've started training in February. Two of us, literally, training with the under-12 girls. So you have to start somewhere, don't you?
Are you originally from Newark, Jane?
No, I'm not. I'm from the northwest.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I was born in Stockport and moved around quite a bit, but we've been here for about 11, 12 years. Yeah, moved a while ago. And kids have been involved in all types of different sports here. They did judo, they did the, my son played Newark Town. Yeah, my daughter had a little go at athletics, and yeah, then both picked up rugby balls and decided that that was the sport for them. So they're both doing all right. But the main motivation was making sure that as the girls got older, because we've got a really thriving and growing girls section, under 12s, under 14s, under 16s, and under 18s. But it all stopped when they got too old, under 18. There was no team for the under 18s to mature into. Yeah. So we wanted to set something up so there was a pathway.
Well, there's a perfect chance to just have a quick break, because we're going to talk about how you guys ended up in Newark. And we'll see you just after this record.
That's great.
Welcome back to Radio Newark Sport with Gory and Joino. Another warm welcome again to Ian and Jane joining us from Newark Rugby Club. Jane, just before we go any further, I just wanted to say there wasn't any rugby last weekend, was there?
Not at home. Obviously, the ground's been underwater now for about 10 days or so.
Yes.
which is obviously a huge challenge, and I'm sure lots of other community sports clubs in the area have got exactly the same problem.
Yeah, it's there's supposed to be a first team game this weekend, but there's a pitch inspection on Friday, so
yeah, it's looking very promising at the minute.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's the issue we've got at the minute is the road's still closed, Kelham Road. Oh, yeah. So actually, there's no vehicular access. So obviously, with the first team game, we've got a pre-match lunch. There's about 175 people, I think, booked in for the pre-match lunch. But actually, the challenge is actually getting them into the club.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, of course, we've got to make sure the pitch is playable.
Playable, yeah. Yeah. So is that, how's the groundsman getting by? Got his tractor.
Yeah, it will. He certainly needs a pair of waders and a rubber dinghy at the minute. But it's a massive challenge. And David Rhodes, who's our groundsman, is absolutely amazing. I mean, he does an absolutely brilliant job keeping our pitches in top class conditions. But obviously, it's an act of God. We can't do anything about it.
No, it gets the same every year, isn't it? It gets flooded most years.
It seems to be happening more regularly.
Yeah.
Everybody's talked about global warming and, you know, how it's going to get wetter. And drier summers, wetter winters, that's what we're challenged with. And it's really hard because, obviously what we want is, we want hundreds of players playing every weekend, being able to train every week. And the last couple of weeks, we've really struggled. But with some help from some brilliant people, the guys at the Newark Showground have been absolutely brilliant, helping us out with space to train. We've been using places like the Magnus School, Carr's School over at Sleaford.
Oh, okay.
Highfield
School have been brilliant, letting us use space there.
People come out the woodwork to help, don't they, when there's trouble, haven't they?
Yeah, and we've begged, stolen and borrowed space everywhere, just trying to make sure that all of our players can still get rugby. But it is, obviously, it has a massive impact on the club because, obviously, we have financial impact of it as well. Yeah. Because, if you can't get to the clubhouse, the bar's shut, you're cancelling functions. Yeah, so you've got two sides to it, really, at the minute, which is your costs are going up because you're hiring pitches and stuff elsewhere, and revenue, it's a challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so we'll wish you luck. Hopefully that goes ahead this weekend.
So fingers crossed, keep checking the club website. We're putting updates on once or twice a day, so I've got every hope in our facilities team and our grounds team to get that pitch playable.
Baker, touch wood for that. Ian, how did you end up in Newark?
I ended up in Newark. Work brought me to this part of the world. I moved up and started working in Nottingham. And then when my son was six, he decided he wanted to have a go at playing rugby. Funny enough, you mentioned earlier in a chat off air about the Cohens. My son was at school, one of the Cohen lads. So they said, oh, come to Newark, it's way better than Kessel even. So I took him along, and the very first session, I remember the then club secretary said, has anybody, any of the dads ever played? And my wife sort of nudged me, I put my hand up in the air, and the next week I was out on the pitch in my shorts helping to coach, and I've been involved with the club ever since.
That's son's how it works,
18 now, so.
Oh, amazing.
Is he still at Newark?
No, he's reverted to genetic type. He got to 16, he had some fitness and injury issues, and he decided he couldn't keep playing both football and rugby. So he decided he was going to focus on football. But he's talking about coming back to rugby next year.
Oh, good.
That'd be good. So, Jane, same for you then, because obviously you're from Stockport originally.
Yeah.
And you've ended up in one of the best places in the country to live.
How did that happen? Absolutely fabulous. We moved here about 10, 12 years ago, something like that, because of work again.
Okay.
Both worked in London, but working from home, and needed to be able to get to London for meetings, but to
be able to get the kids to nursery and back as well and to school, and it was just close enough. Also, my mother-in-law lived in Lincoln, so we were close enough, but yeah, you know, far enough away that she had to ring before she came, so it seemed like a good place to wind up. So yeah, we've ended up in Newark, and it's been a brilliant place to raise the kids. Mine are 16 and 12 now. My son plays both football and rugby, and every year we say to him, are you going to carry on with football or rugby? And he says football, and we say, you'll do both. So yeah,
persuasive parents, I like that.
It's great. There's so many opportunities for kids these days with sports, and there's so many in Newark that are actually really good teams, so they're getting a great kind of experience of being part of a team and part of successful teams as well, which is really good for
them.
Is
your partner rugby orientated?
No, he's not. He grew up in Canada, and he's more into the kind of American sports, NFL, things like that.
We can introduce him to the English ways, can't we?
Yeah.
We've seen so many eclectic sports in just being in the studio and that we've come in, because it's amazing how many sports actually there is around in Europe and locally. It's just it's you know, it's amazing to have these guests in. And so ladies rugby, let's talk about the important thing, because ladies sport at the minute is just amazing, and it's flying, and there's so many people taking part. So let's talk about Newark Rugby and the ladies, because obviously the youth bit is where it stopped for your daughter. And
well, she's in under-16s now, so setting it up now was with a view to what she can do when she gets through the under-18s and what's next. But I think that's been the mindset of everybody. We've got quite a varied age group in the squad. It goes from both kids that are just coming up through the youth section and ready to play in the adult game, through to, I think, our oldest player's 50-something at the moment. So yeah, and we had someone come down to watch last night with a view to coming and playing, and I think they said she was in her 60s, so why not? They definitely played somebody who was in their 60s on Sunday. They had a match away at Stafford.
Brilliant.
And one of the opposite team was in her 60s. She'd clearly played for a while. she was really good, but it just shows that you can take it up at any age. It's been brilliant for me this year. It's completely changed my
outlook.
So there
could actually be a mother and daughter.
That's my hope. That's when I'm going to retire.
can't retire until it happens.
Exactly. We'll play the first game. You know, we'll go out. She'll be on the wing. I'm a forward. So, she's nippy on the wing or playing fullback, and I'll be there in the scrum. And
let's hope that happens.
One run out, and then I'll hang up my hat.
Or my even job's give it done. Another year.
Maybe.
That's what they're saying.
We'll see.
I'll
well, when I started,
year.
I said, I'm not doing contact rugby, I'll just play touch. And turns out contact rugby is quite good fun. It's quite cathartic. So I might find myself carrying on. We'll
Brilliant.
See.
I
we'll
hope
see.
You do.
We're just going to have a little bit, and then we'll come back and we'll talk a bit more about how the girls got on. And see you in a minute.
Radio Newark Sport, brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants, for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
My family and I are shaking off the salt. But did you know, most of the salt we eat doesn't come from the salt shaker. It's already in the foods we buy. Sauces, ready meals, cereals. It's surprising where salt pops up. That's why we use the Change for Life food scanner app. With a simple scan of the barcode, it shows us how much salt is in our favourite food, so we can make healthier choices. Easy. Be food smart. Download the food scanner app today.
This message isn't aimed at you. You know that on a motorway, a red X above any lane means that you can't drive in it and could be prosecuted if you do. But apparently, there are some drivers who don't realise this and are a danger to themselves and to other road users. So those drivers do need to know that a red X above any lane means that the lane may be blocked by a broken down vehicle, emergency services or road workers. For more details, they should search online for smart motorways and never drive in any lane with a red X above it.
If you're looking for a taxi, look no further than Rio Cabs. We provide the best travel experience for Newark and neighbouring areas. Call today on Newark 682223 or find us online at riocabsnewark.com. We offer airport or train station trips, corporate travel, weddings, and we cater for group events. Rio Cabs, for trusted, reliable travel. Book on the website at riocabsnewark.com or call Rio Cabs on Newark 682223. 2223.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, what's the fairest panto of them all? Why, it's Snow White at the Palace Theatre in Newark, of course. I'm Dame Dolly, and I can't wait to see you this Christmas for a festive fairy tale adventure through the Enchanted Forest with my friends Snow White, Prince Simon and Herbie the Vegetarian Huntsman. Oh, but you'll have to watch out for that horrible Queen Narcissia. Boo! So book your tickets now at palacenewark.com or call 01636 655 755. See you soon!
And it's welcome back to Radio Newark Sport with Gory and Joyno. And it's a big welcome to Ian and Jane from Newark Rugby Club who are joining us this evening. And we're just having a great chat, actually, about the women's rugby and how it's taken off. And obviously Jane's involvement and how she didn't want to play tough rugby and just wanted to play touch rugby, but now loves a nice tackle. So, Ian, you're involved in the ladies' side as well, aren't you?
Yeah, I was asked probably about this time last year if I would take on sort of supporting them in the back room, so to speak. Ran some of the early coaching sessions before we put a permanent coaching structure in. So, yeah, I've got board responsibility for women's rugby, and obviously as a club, okay, it's really, really, really important to us. It's the fastest part, growing part of rugby globally. And obviously with the Women's World Cup in 2025, it's going to put a huge spotlight on the women's game. So now was obviously for us as a club the right time to really get a push on. But the great thing was we had Jane and Vicky, who were really the catalyst for getting things going, and it's really their story that's really important.
We went to watch it and we were so impressed. We loved it, actually, didn't we? To see these ladies running about and actually looking like you're playing rugby. It was your first game, and you did so well. You came back the second half, and it was so close.
Yeah, it was. 3 points in it.
Was it 3 points in the end? Yeah. It was that close, wasn't it? But you had, is it a tournament at the weekend?
Yeah, there was a tournament at Stafford. I wasn't able to go along because I do first aiding for the under 16 girls, and they had a cup match at Mansfield, so I went to watch them lose significantly at Mansfield, which was a shame. But the women's team went off to Stafford, and they played Long Eaton and Stafford. I think they drew one match and they lost another, but they learnt loads and had a brilliant time.
It's the only way, really, just to, yeah, to dive in with these games. And actually, you play some of the better opposition,
yeah,
you learn more, because you don't want to ever come away winning a game to nil or smashing, yeah, the opposition.
Well, we're playing Long Eaton between January and May. I think we're playing them 3 or 4 times. Okay. So it'll be a nice measure of how we develop as a team, to see whether we can actually beat them or come close to that before the end of the season.
It'll not be far away from what we saw.
We can't forget it was only our second run out, and playing against some really experienced players as well. I think we had arranged for it to be their development squad, but some of their development players were unable to go, so they had some first team players along, which changes the dynamic a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah,
so to come off it, nobody was seriously injured. There was lots of fun, and everybody learned a lot. So you've got to take the wins, even if they're not on the scoreboard.
No, absolutely. You were going to jump in there, weren't you?
No, I was just going to say that the Inner Warriors series, which is what our women's team are in, was designed by the RFU to be this soft landed into competitive rugby. It's just really at the minute it's about getting our players, game time experience, because you can only do so much on the training ground, and it's now all about sort of match time, and we're really looking forward to getting into a full swing of fixtures in the new year.
But we've got new players joining us all the time, and one of the things we're really keen to do is to encourage people to come down to training. So when we're not flooded out at Kelham Road, we train on a Wednesday night, 7 o'clock till 8:30, and then we convene in the bar afterwards for
That's part of the rugby thing, isn't it?
A cup of tea in the bar afterwards.
Tea. I know not many people are going to come if it's tea, are they?
But we had a new player last night join us. We've got people who join us who've played at university or played in other clubs before and just want something that's more local.
Yeah.
But we've also got loads of people who are joining us because they've not done anything for a while. They want to get back into fitness. They've never played rugby and they want to give it a go. It looks like fun. So we just want to encourage anyone who thinks they might like to give it a go to come down and join us and see if they fancy it. Give it a 3-week trial and
than the...
So as a number, you started as just the two.
Yes.
And this was in...
February.
February.
Yeah.
You and your friend.
Yeah, in the freezing cold in February, so thinking we'd gone mad.
But. Last night, if you was to have a game Saturday and everyone was fit, you would have a pick of...
23.
That's a fantastic achievement in what, eight months?
Yep. Yeah.
Fantastic achievement. And the game that me and Mark did come down to watch, which was obviously your first game, so everything's going to be nervous and new.
Yeah.
But the girls really did look like they was playing with a smile on the face.
Oh, absolutely.
You had a great number of crowd there down there supporting.
Brilliant crowd, yeah.
So, yeah, everything looks like it's going in the right direction.
I think the first 15 minutes of that match, we were like rabbits in a headlight.
Yeah, we didn't really know where we were going. Yeah.
And that's the 15 minutes you probably watched, because you said you went off to watch the seconds team.
That's right, yeah.
but we stayed
just about before off time and we went across.
But once we realised where we needed to be and figured out where the coaches were on the sidelines to shout to us where we needed to be, we really came into our own. And the fact that we came back from 22-0 down to a 22-19... wasn't really a loss, it was a win in our eyes.
Yeah, and I know there is a young player you've got within your ranks that you particularly wanted to mention.
We've done really well, actually. We've got a number of players who've played for the county, the NLD, so Nottinghamshire, Lincolnshire, Derbyshire, who've gone through the pathway of development through what they call the Developing Players Programme and the Centre of Excellence. And one of our players, this weekend, she's gone to the under-18 England training camp. She's been selected, Abby Hart. She's also got a sister, Lily, who plays in the under-16s. I think we've got about seven girls at the moment in the under-16s Developing Players Programme, and that is intended to equip people to be on that pathway towards playing for England. So, yeah, we're really proud of Abby. We had Betsy Meads last season as well. She's also been selected for the under-18s training camp earlier in the year. She got bronchitis and she wasn't able to go, but she's hoping she can go back to the next one when she's fit and well. So, yeah, we've got a good track record of getting kids coming through who are really excellent players, and we're wishing them all the best for potential selection in the future.
That's great. That is really good to hear.
That's amazing. What whereabouts is the England training camp?
I don't actually know.
I'm not sure.
No.
No. Oh, that's a great achievement and such a source. So, obviously, you're heavily involved in the ladies. How's the youth side of the girls coming along? How's
growing?
Growing as well.
Yeah. We've got teams in the under-12s and under-14s are... they've got a well-stocked side, and their ball handling skills are excellent. They've come through the minis section, so when you get to, I think it's under-11s, you stop playing mixed gender, so they split. So the
pretty much the same with football in that context.
Yeah, so the girls that we've had come through this season are really excellent players. We've got an under-12s, under-14s, under-16s, and then our under-18s have formed a... almost a Barbarians type squad, because the numbers tend to drop off at under-18s. So we've got, I think it's Paviors,
yes,
that we join with, and they can then field a team and get proper game time, because that's the important thing, isn't it? Getting girls out on the pitch.
Love it.
So youth together, and when I spoke to Matt in the beginning of my radio career, he was blown away by the youth setup at Newark Rugby. Just give us a bit of an insight into that, Ian.
Yeah, well, we've got squads from under six, so that's school year one, all the way through to Colts, which is under 18s. As Jane said, they play mixed gender rugby from under six to under 11. And then it splits into single gender under 12.
Yeah.
We've got literally, if you come down to Kellam Road on a Sunday morning, there are literally
thousands of kids.
Yeah, not quite thousands, but definitely hundreds.
I have driven past, and the field to the back of the first team pitch, or to the side, whichever you look at it, it is rammed with kids and parents. It's brilliant to see.
It's huge. It's one of the biggest mini setups in the country.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just phenomenal to see hundreds and hundreds of young people just enjoying rugby. And, you know, that's what we aim to do. We aim to create players who start at under six and they want to still be playing when they hit under 18 and go through into adult rugby.
I think one of the things you do see when you drive past on a Sunday is the amount of parents that support the kids as well on the sidelines.
Yeah.
When it's freezing, when it's throwing it down with rain, they're still there, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean... the without the parents, there is no age grade rugby, really. You know, those guys have got to take the kids miles to games sometimes. You know, we're playing a big patch. You know, they run them up to Yorkshire, or they'll run them across into Leicestershire, you know, and they'll take them everywhere. Mm. And let's not forget that almost all of the coaches are parents.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, all of the team managers, I think without exception, are parents. All of the first aiders are parents.
All volunteers.
All volunteers.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And that's what makes a club like Newark work. Without those fantastic group of 100%. Volunteers,
that's
you
amazing.
Haven't got a club, you know.
No. Yeah. It's amazing. Guys, we are run out of time, and I told you it'd go quick, didn't I?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in, and we will do this again because we want to know the journey. We want to understand how it's all going for you guys, and that.
Yeah,
and
we'd love to come back. Yeah, and bring some players down.
Yeah, we would love that. But thank you so much for coming in. We've got Dean is coming into the studio straight after this for his soul show, so please stick around. Thank you everybody for listening tonight. I've really enjoyed it. You, Johnny?
I always do. It's been a good night tonight listening to the progression of the ladies section within the rugby club. It's been really interesting.
We have the founder of ladies rugby we in have, the studio yeah, this evening.
Over a pint of Guinness. She set up ladies rugby club.
Brilliant. Yeah, thank you so much. And we'll see you guys next week.
Thank you.
Radio Newark Sport, brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
How does it feel when you stop smoking?
Brilliant, I've finally quit.
It feels good.
I was so proud of myself.
I can keep up with my kids now.
I feel a lot richer.
I just feel fitter and healthier.
I feel like I've got my life back.
It's an amazing feeling when you stop smoking. Experience it for yourself with help from Smoke Free. Our range of free support can help you quit for good, from our app to emails, face-to-face and online communities. Search Smoke Free, because there's only one you.
I've looked after my kids since they were born. Now they've got kids, I still want to look after them. I don't want them struggling to make decisions about my money or my health if I can't. So we made a lasting power of attorney. Now, if I can't speak for myself, they'll speak for me. It's a weight off for all of us, isn't it?
Yes, Mum.
Lasting power of attorney. Search your voice, your decision.
The National Civil War Centre and Newark Museum is now free for residents of Newark and Sherwood. Enjoy fascinating galleries, fun interactives, a brilliant dressing up area and more, as well as fantastic family events every month. Plus, discover more about the town with hidden history walking tours every Saturday, where you'll uncover the secrets of streets you walk every day. The National Civil War Centre is open Tuesday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Find out more at nationalcivilwarcentre.com or follow them on Facebook.
Inspire College courses for young people offer qualifications in maths, English and IT, plus vocational qualifications and traineeships in health and social care, hospitality, construction, sport and many more. With small class sizes, supportive tutors and study plans tailored to suit you and your needs, Inspire College can help you achieve your goals for work and education and also for life. You can also earn as you learn up to £100 a month, which won't affect any benefits. To find out how an Inspire College course can help you, call 01623 677 200 or visit inspireculture.org.uk/college.